Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I'm very excited about my guests today. I may or may not have beelined it to them at this Big Brother premiere party because we've never really talked, and I've always been sort of wanting to interview this person. So I'm very excited to welcome Big Brother 18 and 19 runner-up Paul Abrahamian. Thanks, Paul, for being here. It's really cool that you are doing this.
Dude. Thank you for your persistency. And she does not lie when she says she beelined it. I don't know. I don't remember that. But you have asked me to be on this show periodically over the course of the past 10 years, which is insane. I would have given up on my ass a whole long time ago. But I appreciate your patience. And thank you for, I don't know, whatever. It's obviously important enough for you to ask me, you know.
Well, Paul, you don't do a lot of these, and I really do appreciate that you're trusting me to do this because, listen, I know you're
You seemed, I'm gonna be honest, I'm fucking totally not. And I've turned down so many of these kind of things because, I just don't fucking, I don't know. But I really appreciated how much you gave a shit. So, anybody who gives a shit that much about what they're doing, I can't help but appreciate it. So, yeah, I like the care and passion that you put into whatever it is you're doing. You seem to really believe in yourself, which is nice.
Well, thanks, Paul. Yeah. I did want to briefly touch on that BB party because, when I saw you, did you have fun? Because you don't do these things often, or were you overwhelmed by the situation?
It freaked me the fuck out. Yeah. To be honest, because I don't like being fucking perceived like that. But I mean, it's also cool because everybody is really nice. But at the same time, I was gonna say everybody's a stranger, but everybody is a stranger until they're not a fucking stranger. So what does that have to do with anything? You know?
True.
Everybody. Any time I've been in these spaces, it has always been pleasant, except for in the beginning, I did these meet and greets because I was 23 or 22, mm-hmm. and it seemed a no-brainer, and then people would just get, it's not their fault, these clubs and shit would just get people absolutely plastered and wait until the last minute to bring out the talent. Yep. Right, so people would just be drunk, but they were just there having a good time, but then they would grab ass and touch at me or try to kiss me and shit, and it'd be fucking weird, and then I'd have to tell people to chill the fuck. I'd be like, yo, this is absolute degenerate human behavior, you need to never not do this, you need to calm down. And then it was very, it was very people felt I owed them that because they waited in line and did all that stuff, which is valid because they paid money to do that. And then it took a while for my brain to register that you should be mad at yourself for agreeing to do this. And then also it's not their fault that the club makes them wait till the end because they want you to buy a bunch of drinks and they're shit canned and happy to see you. You know, I make excuses for shit like that, but. It started to get a little bit I felt a fucking, I don't know, like a used towel. It was just I was just a fucking photo opportunity. And I was this is so fucking lame. I don't like this. I don't like the way this makes me feel. But everybody was always nice. You know what I mean? I've had weird interactions for sure. But everybody is kind spirited when they, when they approach me. So it was nice because everybody was nice at the event, but everyone's just oh my God, you. And I'm fuck, mm-hmm. what? That's so jarring too. Cause I don't really relish in that world. And I don't put myself out there like that. I'm very in the fucking puddles and shadows. So when people still react to me super high energy like that, it kind of just I'm damn, cool. You still feel that way about me? That's cool.
Yeah,
okay. Paul. You know, that's sweet. It's not, it just confuses me. And then I get overwhelmed. But I was just smoking numerous blunts. So it was okay. I was a little docile. But then I sometimes feel I freak people out. They're yo, this dude is a little bit unhinged. And I'm well, what are you going to do? You know?
Well, I totally understand. People, I can't even imagine. And in fact, you just reminded me how young you were when you were on this show, which is freaking
dude,
wild.
22, 23. I was, I mean, I was an adult, but For somebody who is not like in the media world, like you have nothing, you don't know anything about that, and you're not like, and then you just do some shit like that. It's a pretty dramatic like change in like reality and like lifestyle. So it definitely like freaked me the fuck out a little bit, but like I guess like worse things can happen, right? Like
Yeah.
there's definitely worse experiences people can have than like going on reality TV. It always makes me feel so silly talking about it that way, 'cause like like it's like, bro, like I always feel like I'm not valid, 'cause it's like, shut up, like you were on, like you privileged, like fuck, you know what I mean? Like you were on like television and
Yeah.
like all that. You know, people see it like that and they're like, dude, shut up, you know what I mean? Like your life must be so great, or this, that, and the third. But like, you know, it comes with its own weird ass like things that you have to like deal with after, or like changes. And like people don't get that, and they like dehumanize like TV people, or like I guess like anybody who's like in the public eye gets like dehumanized for some reason.
For
And then
sure.
like, and then with reality TV, it's like I think like a step further, because it's like it's like shown or perceived to be like very vulnerable. Like people are like their authentic selves, which is not true. And also like what's being shown on the fucking TV is also like not true. Obviously, only so much can be like faked. So funny, sometimes people get hate and they're like, they edited me wrong. And it's like they can only edit you wrong so much. For sure they can edit you wrong, like totally, but like I don't know, like
That's my
it
favorite. It was the editing.
that yeah, like that goes so far. Like you obviously suck a little bit. You know what I mean? Like maybe, you know, so it's just, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that point,
No, it makes
but
sense. And I know, like, listen, you were young. It's like a lot of weird experiences. You, I feel like, were on TV
that's weird as fuck, bro. It was super weird. It
for
was
like a
super
few
weird.
years, because you also were like hosting comps and other seasons. You were on Candy Crush,
Yeah,
so
they
you
put me
were
on like
on
the Bold and
TV.
the Beauty. Yeah, bro, I saw, what's his name, fucking Mario Lopez, almost shit my pants. That was so funny. I was like, bro, I have been watching you on my grandma's TV since I was like six or five. I don't know. Fucking Mario Lopez. He's a very nice dude, though. I don't know. Maybe he sucks. I feel like
Yeah.
everybody in Hollywood just sucks these days. Like you're like, oh well, I like that guy, and then like an article comes out and they've been like torturing fucking baby children in their basement for like 15 years, and you're like, god damn, like why does everybody have to be horrible?
Horrible. Yep.
But you know, what are you gonna do?
Well, so obviously, like, you were on TV for many years, then the pandemic hits, and yeah, I remember it was BB22, like, All Stars are coming around, and you put out a statement like, listen, I'm focused on my mental health, I'm focused on my
Listen,
art, my
fuck y'all.
music. Is that still the case? Is that still what you're focusing on now? Is just like art, music, travel, family? Because I see you're traveling a lot as well.
Yeah, music I'd say is less these days, because like honestly, like I spend a lot of like money and like time and energy and whatever like doing music, and I've been playing music since I was like fucking this is my little house in Burbank, California. I've got a cute little pomegranate tree growing right now.
Damn. Yeah, I want to, and I also want you to tell everyone what you're doing over there, because you're just, doing your little, what are you
Oh
doing with that
my.
skull?
Wait, is there, oh, the bison. It's not a bison. I think it's a cow. I don't think that's a bison, but I got that like 8 years ago, and I've just had it because it was just really pretty. The teeth were complete. It's got like long horns that are really symmetrical. I really like symmetrical horns on ant, like when nature is symmetrical, which is like honestly most of nature is symmetrical, it like scratches an itch in my brain. So whenever there's like horns on an animal that are symmetrical, because they're not always symmetrical. Either they're born funky, or they like fuck it up when they're like babies and then the horn gets weird, or like they just fuck it up by being a wild animal. So I'm not really doing anything with that skull. I think I'm gonna hang it up on this wall though back here to make it look a little like California Western.
Very
But
cool.
the human spine bits, so I had this human spine and it was like missing pieces. So I thought, well, how can I make this like useful now? Because it was like an antique like medical specimen. They used to like use these bones to study, but since it was like not complete, I completed what was complete. I like put them into groupings, and I'm making like little stands so that I can like display them in little groupings, and like that makes them more useful than like being a part of like an incomplete spine, you know? And
Damn.
then
So are you
people.
sell this, or you just like put it on display?
Both. I
Okay.
have a little boutique museum in New York, in Brooklyn, that I have been collecting and like restoring like artifacts and like old art or old like indigenous art for over 10 years now. I mean, the antique world was always like in my family. Like my great grandfather and my grandfather were like antique and like artifact archaeologist dudes in like Lebanon and
What?
fucking Turkey, Armenia. Yeah, well, what was Armenia back then? Modern day Turkey now. And like Syria, Egypt, and shit. Like they were like doing Indiana Jones shit back then. Not like colonizer shit. Like it, like straight up, like they were from the lands and they were like just going around looking for old stuff. Back then, it was like that, you know? And then I think like my grandpa sold some stuff to like the fucking, I don't know, British Museum or some shit. I don't know. Back then, it to like escape war. He had like this ancient Byzantine Empire, like, I don't know, fucking bracelet that was like a fucking family heirloom. And he like sold it to like the British Museum or some shit to like get his family out of a war zone in Lebanon. And they like, yeah,
What?
it's, yeah, yeah. So I
And
guess like I have this.
I'm sitting here interviewing about a freaking reality show, and this is cool.
Yeah, so like, dude, there's a lot of like stuff all over the world, like from like other collectors and stuff. There's like really important artifacts all over the world, and oftentimes people who know about them die and they get passed on to the family that has no fucking clue
What to
what this
do?
stuff is. And it like ends up as like Halloween decoration or like a tchotchke on the fucking wall. And then, you know, they die and then their kids definitely have no fucking idea what it is. I actually got this crazy Pacific Islander art that honestly belongs in a fucking museum. And I've talked to some of my friends that are from that region. They are indigenous from that region, and I'm trying to help them like get them to help me figure out what to do with it. Because she said the lady that I got it from straight up was having a garage sale, and there was like junk around, and then there was these artifacts that looked super out of place, like they were like legitimate looking like antique plant matter, because they would make art with like plant fiber. So it looked like real aged plant fiber. And I was like, what the fuck is this next to all
At a
this stuff
garage sale.
at a garage sale? And then I started looking at the stuff, and she's like, yeah, like my husband was an anthropology professor and he traveled all over the world and all this stuff. And like, I always really loved these and he let me like have them. And like, when he died, a lot of his stuff got donated to these museums, but like, I always hung on to these because I loved them. But yada 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 story. I ended up putting them in a storage unit and they're getting fucked up and I feel bad. So like I want someone else to appreciate them. And I'm like, dude, this literally like belongs, like actually belongs in a museum. And so I'm trying to like figure out a way to like get it to the folks, you know, over there. And whenever there's instances like that where I do know that the communities of like are trying to like retain this, because it was like a it was a certain pattern, and I know that there are people that study these patterns for their culture, because we have that in Armenian culture. Like we have rug pattern coding, and we just lost Artsakh, which is now goes by like Nagorno-Karabakh, but it's like indigenous Armenian land that we lost. That my grandma's literally from there, like was born there, and it was like colonized and pretty much like ethnically cleansed by Azerbaijan just this last 2 years. That's a lot of the protest stuff, if you saw that I was talking about, was about that land that literally my grandmother is from. Yeah, so they study, I'm just rambling, but they study like rug patterns and like decipher what certain things meant, and like different rugs have like stories of families or tragedy, or like it's like there's like a whole gang
You
of
can
people
pinpoint when it was
for
created
sure,
as
where it
well.
was from, when it was created, why it was created, like the, you know, there's like real deep studies in this like indigenous preservation of like art and like even rug making. So I'm like super deep in that world, and if it's stuff that like I know gets rehomed somewhere important, I work on that, or I house it and keep it safe with me until I either in the meantime teach people about stuff, or I find a place to like take it safely. Because it's fucked up, because a lot of people also think like private collectors are not good, because they think of like museums, and museums are fucked up because they stole a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, why
Whereas
are
private
museums
collectors,
better?
they're not. Actually, museums are the worst perpetrator, right? And somehow they have like academia, really just money. Whereas private collectors like find this stuff. And sure, they trade it amongst themselves, but it is amongst enthusiasts and people that keep the stuff safe, and often find these things in the wild and keep them safe. So it's like the things that I don't have a place for, I do keep them, I house them, and I teach people of the culture of the places until there is like a safe place that I can send it. Because a lot of these tribes or indigenous people either don't exist anymore or have like small traces of existence or are fully colonized by a government that doesn't want their history preserved anyway. So if you sent it back to where it's from,
That
it would
wouldn't,
get fucking destroyed.
right.
No, they would actually get destroyed or like whatever the fuck they do with this stuff. Like, you know? So, like, for example, if you sent some shit to what is now technically Azerbaijan, but was Artsakh, Armenian in its nature, it would be rebranded and they'd say this is an Azerbaijani rug. And like it just gets changed. Like its meaning
Change history.
and true history get exactly. And they do change history through artifact manipulation. And it's a very niche micro thing that like most of society is not fucking paying attention to, but it is important to me and people like me who come from a culture that has been engulfed, taken, genocided, ethnically cleansed to like preserve our history and identity, because then our identity gets changed, and certain new cultures or new countries or new people start to claim things as their own when it was not theirs to begin with, right? And then those people don't get the credit, don't get the acknowledgement, and slowly that's how people lose like fucking like you know like that's why anthropology and archaeology and those things are so important, because we find people that existed that we have no fucking clue about, and we don't know what they contributed to like human development and human civilization and society. So I'm just deep in this shit, you know what I mean? That's why I don't
This
do
is
like, oh,
fascinating,
what do you
honestly.
think about Big Brother 26? I'm like, yo, I'm fucking digging and looking for shit. Like I don't know, man. Like I don't
No,
I'm
I'm not
trying to
going to ask
fix
you.
this 2,000-year-old spine. I don't know. I'm on some other shit right now. Like
Not going to ask you about the current season, don't worry. But I am curious. You're such like an interesting
wait, the
person.
currency?
No, current season. I'm not going to ask you about that.
Oh, I literally have no fucking idea. Like if
Don't worry.
I zero. If you showed me pictures of people, I'd be like, I of the last three seasons, I'd be like, four or five, I don't know, except for the ones that I met, and I'm like, oh, cool, who are you? You know, and they're like, oh, I feel like some of them get like upset too. They're like, dude, I was on last season. I'm like, could have been on 10 seasons ago, would have been the same fucking thing for everybody. So it's nice to meet you know.
Oh. But like, how do you get on Big Brother? Like, was reality TV something
Dude.
you were interested in, or you were recruited? I know, but like, how did this happen?
I think I was just like scouted at a bar or something. Like, I think they. I used to have like these business cards that had like my band's information on it and like my Instagram. This is like back in fucking when we didn't have scan my fucking QR code, you know? It was like, let me give you my card era.
Yeah, I remember. I had those.
Yeah, but like, I just not, but mine was like so unserious. It was just like a way for you to reach me. Like, if you fucking, I don't know, like, oh, I have a band here. You could check it out on this thing. Or like, you don't know, in LA, like a kid growing up in LA, like, oh, sorry, I think my friend is here, but I'm just gonna keep yapping. A kid growing up in LA, like you learn, like, oh, you never know who you'll meet or connections or blah, blah. So it was like, and like, I was always like pretty socially awkward and shy. So like, I wouldn't just like go up to people and be like, hey, here's my number, you know? So I like made this as like a better, like not socially awkward way to just like tell people, like, or I guess give people the freedom to like contact me if they so choose. Anyway, I don't know. I'm fucking going into the ethics of business cards, but I think it was that, because I got a fucking email and it was like this Big Brother, whatever the fuck. And then I thought it was a scam, because it just looked a little scammy. I don't know whose email thread it was. It looked a little scammy. And then the header, I saw the emblem and header and all that shit. I was like, oh, that looks kind of legit though. and then like the CBS shit. And then I was like, okay, cool. And then I just emailed them back and fucking did the tryouts. What is it called? The fucking the rounds. They made me take like auditions. Yeah, I think so. They make you like fucking say stuff in front of cameras, and then they like test you a bunch. And you have to like do a bunch of like psychological whatever evaluations, which honestly I don't know how me and many people on that show passed, because I've definitely met some motherfuckers over the years and I'm like, there's no way you passed that. There's no way you scored high enough to be even like allowed back into the public. But you know what? Pop off, you know?
That's totally fair. There's some people that slipped by that should not.
No, there's some deranged human beings. But you know what? I'm not one to talk because I am absolutely cooked. So fucking, you know what? Sometimes I guess deranged individuals are make for good entertainment. So shout out to that.
You get cast on this show. Like, are your friends and family being like, what are you doing? Are they like, yeah, we're excited to see you? Like, what? How was that with your friends?
Well, I didn't really tell anybody about it except for like my immediate family, and I think they were like confused. Honestly, I have like immigrant parents, so like I think they were just a little okay. They were just like confused, as I was too, because I didn't really know what the fuck I was signing up for. But I just graduated college. I mean, university. I guess it's the same thing. I don't know. Higher education, and and then I was living in London. I came back. And then that happened, and it just kind of – I was kind of like, okay, cool. Like, fucking – I'm a very fuck it, why not kind of guy. I was – yeah, and, like, I hadn't, like – I mean, I got a fucking degree in philosophy and political science, so what kind of fucking job was I going to get out of fucking university? None. And then and then I was like, okay, this is cool. I had a band, so I was like, wait, this could be good for my music career. Fucking what do they say? Spoiler alert, it was not. But so yeah, I was just like, yeah, fuck it, why not? And then I did it, and then it was weird and crazy, and I had my clothing company too, so it was cool for that. It was honestly great. Like, I got support from a lot of people, and it really gave me like the fucking push and courage to like believe in myself and like believe that I could achieve certain things that I honestly never thought that I could achieve before. So I am very grateful for the experience, and even like the people I met along the way, or like everybody that like messaged me nice things, and even the people that didn't message me not so nice things, because like it gave me thicker skin. So like I it was overall an experience that I do not regret, but I do not think it's for everybody. I think you gotta be a certain kind of person to be okay after doing that kind of shit, because it's like, I don't know, man, it gets fucking weird, it gets lonely, it gets dark, it gets strange, it gets odd, like it gets weird. And like, there, I haven't met any past player who doesn't resonate with me on those things. Some are more vulnerable than others, but like, I'm no matter what your experience was, no matter how great you were treated, like everybody, it gets a little weird, you know, at times. And then I look at like other reality TV shows that are like straight up about like, I don't know, the person, like this, like your personhood is like somewhat violated in this show. But like, I think of those shows that like anything on like TLC, right? Where they're absolutely like unethical television. Like, I watch some shit on TLC and I'm like, how is the ethics of this real? Like, they are fully.
You watch 90 Day Fiancé?
Oh, you bet your fucking bottom dollar I do. Listen, I don't watch TV. And again, remember how I told you, I was like, fuck it, why not? I was like, fuck it, why not? Run it back. Run the fuck it, why not back one more time? Because I was like, sure. And they were like, oh, we'll pay you a bit this time. And I was like, okay, cool. And I was still young. I was fucking 23. And then I don't know if my butt crack just showed, but whatever.
I don't think so.
Somebody,
don't worry.
Somebody Venmo me for the butt crack reveal.
Did you know players were gonna go back though, or did you think you were the only one?
I had no, they didn't tell me shit. I had no fucking idea about anything. I didn't know anything. Yeah, and I was like pissed when I found out I was the only one, because like then that attention like honed in on me, and I was like, oh fuck, I'm the only one back. Like, that sucks. And I'm like, that puts me in a compromising position. And like, I was unaware that that was the fucking case. Like, they actually did keep that shit a secret. I will say that. Like, I was shook. I was like waiting for someone else to pop out, and I'm like, say psych. Like, I don't want to be the only fucking one. Like, that's so freaky.
Yeah, obviously. like returning players tend to do well, but it is always like a struggle. But
Well, I think they, I don't know. Like, it's reality TV, guys. Like, it's definitely produced, and they definitely have a say in what happens to things. I personally think, because it's like, if you think about it, it's like a fucking, it's a TV show. Like TV shows that bring ratings, that like make money, that like commercials, fucking whatever. Like, it's a business. They're not just gonna leave the business in the hands of fucking 16 strangers. Like, they're not just gonna rely on you to be entertaining enough to like bring them that ad revenue money. Like, bitch, you know they're gonna produce the fuck out of that to give people what like they fucking want. So like, I don't know. I feel like
No, that's fair. You're not wrong. I mean,
it's like a
especially with these shows.
Yeah, like they make so much money with like ads and sponsors and shit like that. Like, they're not just gonna leave that money up to chance by casting 16 random dickheads. Like, you gotta come on now. You know what I mean? Like, if you better bet, if you're boring or not entertaining, you are on the fucking top of the list of getting out of that show. Like, but if you're bringing the ratings and shit, like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm fucking conspiracy theorying this shit, but like, I fully think that that's at least a little bit taken into account, you know?
Well, yeah, people say that when it came to the friendship bracelets. They're like, obviously, CBS wants to keep Paul safe for a few weeks, right? Like,
Yeah,
that was what was appealing.
for sure. And it's like, but it was also not good because I did have to make enemies right away. So it's like
True.
they, I think they look for the fairest way to keep people around. You know what I'm saying? Like, without it like
Being too obvious.
being too stinky. You know what I mean? Like, too fucking obvious. 'Cause like, and everyone's like, oh yeah, those friendship bracelets really helped him out. And I'm like, no, bro. Like, I made like as much as eight people like me, equal amount didn't, because I did not fucking choose them after they like pleaded their case to me. So like, no, it actually did not make my shit easier, because then I had to like look at someone that I looked in the eyes and go, well, fucking sorry, bud. Like, and like, you know, that's not, I don't know.
Well,
Like, but like, nobody's gonna care what I have to say. You know what I mean? Nobody's gonna like, I thought being the odd man out would make my time, would be obvious, that obviously made my shit more difficult, because like, I'm the odd man out at all fucking times. It's like, whether I did the show before or not, doesn't mean I'm gonna perform the same fucking way. And also doesn't mean that like the circumstances are the same. Like, so like, it didn't, people like, yeah, of course I had an advantage as far as like my anxiousness and like knowing the drill, like knowing like how shit went down. But like, if you were a fucking fan of the show, like, you probably get the gist of that shit anyway. And like, I was not a fan of the show, so my first time, I had no fucking idea what was going on. So I feel like it like cancels out. You know what I'm saying?
yeah.
Like,
Well,
I don't know.
also, for as many friendship bracelets you got, there are plenty of other Pandora's box twists nonsense that happens every other season.
Yeah.
So I
Yeah,
think it's
dude. It was just,
fine.
and it's like, and then people were like, oh, fuck Paul, he got this down to third. And I'm like, sorry, I'm not an executive producer. Like, I didn't decide to be the only returning house guest. I didn't decide the friendship base. Like, none of this was my fucking doing, y'all. And it's like, you're getting mad at the wrong person. Like, hate the fucking game, not the player. I'm just doing this bullshit. Like, I didn't fucking make that happen. I didn't ruin your precious show. Like, I was just subject to these things, you know?
Yeah,
And I don't
but
know, I just found it funny.
yeah, that just made your run even more impressive, Paul, though, because, and I'm not trying to hype you up, but at the same time, this is, yeah, like you, the first game you sort of picked up as you went along. Also, did you, for BB18, when you were playing,
I had no fucking idea.
no,
I had no, I
you
thought,
were
bro, I
pivoting
thought
all the time. You were
I
doing good.
100 100, I had no fucking clue what was going on. And I thought, I'm like, wow, this game is fucking easy. I just befriended like the alpha males and like the typical like high school
Yes.
bully tropes, like the popular kids. I was like, cool, like I'm in. Somehow I'm in. And I'm like, fuck it, we ball, bro. And then I'm like, wait, this guy's buff as fuck. This dude's buff as fuck. I'm savvy. I'm like, we'll all just win and keep each other safe. And I'm like, oh, I'm cool until half of this game. And then literally every week, one of them was
Coming.
just going, yeah. And I was like, okay. Ipso facto, it seems like I am fucking next, and clearly I'm not in the fucking know. Like, I was like, wait a minute. Based on these calculations, I think I am next in line. And I was like, okay, I gotta figure out what's going on. And then I like, I don't know, caught wind of some shit and I stirred up some drama elsewhere, or like did, I don't know, I just got in the mix.
And then 19 too, like you also won a ton of shit. Did you?
I want a ton of shit, bro.
You
Fuck
did.
all of y'all. Like, and that shit is not like, okay, some of those, like, the competitions that, like, you do individually, I think for sure are fucking rigged. For sure. Like, that's their way of being able, like, no one can fucking tell. Like, this
Like
one,
the
we really,
timed
I feel like
ones?
100 fucking 50%. Because there were times where, like, people won, and I was like, ain't no fucking way you beat me in that. Like, there's no way that that was that many seconds. Like, I'm being gaslit. But there's no way that I can
Wow.
keep track, right? Because we don't have timers on us, and we
Right.
don't get to know our time. We don't get to know our
Yeah.
time, you know?
Like the yeah. I definitely think time competitions can be a little sketch on a lot of reality
So
shows.
sketch, so sketch. And they would, like, conveniently happen on, like, weeks that, like,
There
I was
needs to
like,
be something.
literally, yeah, I was like, fuck you, you know? But, like,
Yeah.
whatever, bro, it's a TV show. You like it? It's fucking, it's like anything TV Hollywood is fucking produced. So either you want to live in your La La fantasy land or just shut the fuck up and eat your cake. You know what I mean? Like, eat the cake. You like the cake? Eat the fucking cake. Stop trying to dissect the cake. Find out what's in there. Get mad about it. You like the cake? Eat the fucking cake. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's another thing I got confused about. Like, these fans that were, like, obsessed with the show would also, like, open the mouth and just take a direct shit into it. And I'm like, dude, who is telling you to watch? Like, turn it off. Turn it off. Turn off the TV. Get off your phone and shut the fuck up if you hate it so much. Like, but you obviously don't hate it because you're over here all up in this shit with all your opinions. So, like, I would be so confused. I'm like, if you're so upset, turn it off. Stop engaging. Like, I don't
I
get it.
know.
Like,
It's like a hate watch situation, but like
100%.
you're not gonna change the game by complaining. Really, often not, sadly. But
Yeah, it was so funny. Like, they would find, like, I don't know, they would, like, see the executive producers and then, like, Google pictures of them and, like, start bullying them. I'm like, yo, I promise you, these people do not give a fat fuck. Like,
they're not even looking at
they are
Twitter.
making, they don't even care. Like, as long as the ratings and the numbers and the whatever's are there, they do not give a shit. Like, it's just so funny. I don't know.
No, you're right. You're not wrong. Well, okay, so burning question. Everyone wants to know who from your seasons do you still talk to, if anyone? Anyone
Damn.
you've caught up with? I know you saw Josh at the party
I
briefly,
mean,
right?
I've been, I don't know. Oh, for my seasons.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been hanging out with Natalie a lot in New York from season 18. I love Natalie, dude. Me and her are literally like besties.
She's great. I love her too.
She's fucking awesome. I kick it with Natalie a lot in New York. We have a really funny, cool, cute friendship. She, like, came and saw me in Armenia a year
Oh,
ago. Like,
wow.
it's super sweet. Love Natalie. She's a really good person. And then I see Josh. I haven't seen Victor and Nicole in a while, but I still keep in touch with them. Nicole, I don't know, she's off being a mom, but, like, I get a chance to talk to Victor every now and again, and he, like, I don't know, he fills me in on his, like, interesting police stories for the week and all this cool shit that he's doing. And then, I mean, every now and again, so, you know, like, Kevin will reach out and say hello, or I'll talk to Josea, or, like, I'll see what, like, I'll hit up Bronte, like, once a year. I every time I, like, see something that, like, maybe reminds me of someone, or, like, something happens, I'll, like, hit him up. Like, Elena, we talk every now and again. Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with, like, I don't have bad whatever with
Yeah.
anybody, because, like, that would be fucking
What's the
silly. But
point? Yeah.
there's definitely, like, some people that, like, we just don't talk because, like, I don't think we have maybe much in common, and it's, like, not for any, like, malicious reason other than, like, what the fuck do we have in common, or,
Yeah.
like, you know what I mean, or, like, why would we keep in touch? Like,
That's how I
I don't
feel
know,
about people in high
maybe that's
school and
me.
college. Like, I don't
Yeah,
keep in touch
same
with
shit, dude.
everybody.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, whatever. Like, okay, we did this thing together. Doesn't mean I need to be, like, blood bonded to you. Like, fucking do your thing, bro. We probably would not have kicked it if it wasn't for the circumstances anyway. So, like, you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. Is it fair to say that I think I know the answer to this. Have you ever watched your seasons? No, right?
No. I have seen some clips. Like, as of late, I've been seeing some clips. Or, like, people send me clips and I'm like, oh, I remember this. Like, I, like, have a laugh because I'm like, wow, I need to watch this. Like, I remember this. And then I watch it and I'm like, yo, this show is like low key fucking funny. I'm like, bro, that's mad funny. I didn't know they put like sound effects into shit. And I fucking lost my mind the first time I like heard sound effects. I was like, bro, they were putting slippery, like whoop, 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 like fucking cartoon ass sounds. Like that's fucking hilarious. Or like when people are heated and they just put like stupid ass sounds, I lose it. I'm like, damn, okay, I get why people like
Well,
this show. It's fucking funny. And then I'm like, okay, like I understand why people like the drama. Like I would not watch Big Brother. The best parts are the drama. Like the shit that I remember, like I got so much hate for, or like things that I got so much hate for, like watching clips that entailed that. I'm like, bitch, that's fucking hilarious. Like that was the highlight of the episode. You would not watch this shit if there was no drama. Kumbaya, Big Brother. Who the fuck wants to watch any reality TV that's like Kumbaya? Nope,
yeah.
there is none. Like everything is like dramatized because and that's why you watch it. So like I don't know, the people that just go on there and they're like I just want to be a good person. It's like fuck off. Then like go to like a fucking nonprofit organization and like live stream from it. Like don't go on reality TV like with the trope of like being a degenerate human. Like that's that shit, bro. Like if I watch reality TV, I want to see some shit and be like, damn, I feel so much better about myself as a person that people like this exist. You know what I mean? And like I feel like I was that for some people, and that's nice. You know, they were like, at least like I'm fucked, but like that dude. He got like a couple screws too loose, you know? And I'm like, okay, like valid, but like don't like get mad at me for it. Like fucking don't watch, you know? I
Oh
don't
my
know.
God. No, you're right. And I love when the show just like leans into the silliness, 'cause like this is a silly show at the end of the day, right? Like it's
It's
not that
fucking
serious.
silly. Bro, I saw people like crying. Sometimes I'll see clips on Twitter and like people are like crying at like the first eviction, and I'm like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Like that's so fucking corny. Like, why are you crying, bro?
My
I had
God.
that thing too. Like they'd be like, oh, are you sad if this person's gonna leave? I'm like, no, I don't fucking know this person. I've been in here with them for like 2 weeks, but I don't give a fuck. Like, whatever. They're not getting taken out back and shot in the fucking head. They're going home. Like, well, I'm gonna feel bad. Like, are you guys gonna electrocute them? Like, what the fuck? Why would I feel bad? Who cares? Like, get
It's
over it.
not that serious. Yeah. I will say though,
Oh,
like during, you didn't see this, but the jury roundtables, people were really hurt, intense, like whatever.
I'm just invalidating everybody's experience. I'm just gaslighting everybody. They're like,
No, but you know when you're in it, when you're in it, your feelings are obviously stronger. So like when people are thinking
yeah,
about
because
whether
we're fucking cooked, dude. We're fucking absolutely deep fried cooked in that motherfucker. Everything, like we're like sensory overload and sensorily like deprived and like just abused lab rats. Like, yeah, like. But like it's so not serious.
Do you believe in like the idea of like bitter juries, or do you think the right person always wins, basically?
I mean, I don't fuck it. I don't think it. I don't know what that even means. Like I guess the right. Like I think people are get bitter or like they get butthurt, and I just think that's funny because it's like, but like that's part of the game. Like right? Like that's part of the game. Like if they got bitter and butthurt, like that's part of it. Like you made them bitter and butthurt. But I just don't think that people should be bitter and butthurt. Doesn't mean that people aren't bitter and butthurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think you should be. I think that's dumb. And it's like, fucking get over it. You're a fucking sore loser type shit. But like, some people are fucking sore losers. And I guess you should be aware of it. And like, I guess that's my bad. Cause like, I was like the youngest one on my season. So I'm like, surely, I'm like, if someone gets me out, like, I'd be like, fuck, they got me. You know, but like, I guess like, I don't know. Like, maybe like somebody is in that position and I truly, genuinely do hate them. Which would be silly, but like I don't know. And then you'd be like, all right, just to like fuck this person. Like I just don't want you to win. But like I can't imagine harboring such sentiments because it seems corny. Because it's like, but they beat you. So like, I if you have that energy, and you're like still there, valid. Because you're still part of it. You're like, fuck this person. I don't want them to win. I want to win. Like I don't like you. I want to beat you. But like, if you already got beat, you don't get to keep talking shit like that. Like, I don't know. Like, you're out. You're out. It's like if you're doing like laser tag or like paintball, and you're still like, oh, but I don't want them to win. It's like, okay, you're kind of a bitch. I don't know. Like whatever.
It's a
Like,
game.
why are you mad? It's a game. Like at the end of the day, it is a game. But it's like, but it's still valid. Like I guess like their feelings are valid. It to be like exist, right? So it's like. One should know that that could happen. I guess because of my like not knowing this show, I didn't know. Like, I didn't think people would be so tight about shit. Like, and then the second time, I didn't fucking watch the first time. And like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I was hearing mixed shit as to why Nicole won. Someone was like, oh, I wanted a girl to win. And I'm like, well, I couldn't fucking do anything about that because I'm not a girl. So and I lost by one vote. So I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to like feel. I was like, all right, whatever. Like, whatever. Whatever. I wasn't even mad. I was like, whatever. I lost. Like, that's you win and you lose. You lose. I lost. Like, fuck, am I gonna do? Feel bad? It's done. So the second time, I don't know. Like, this is fucking what I lost. What am I gonna do? I didn't win. And I didn't go. And I'm like, ah, I should have won. I didn't say anything like that. Like, I didn't get off and do that. But I'm like, yeah, people are literally saying they voted to see me like lose. So I'm like, yeah, so people were butthurt. Like, ipso facto, people were butthurt. And I'm like, okay, like, sorry, you're butthurt. We're outside now. No hard feelings. Like, I thought we were just fucking, I thought we were all like consenting to this weird ass make-believe scenario. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mean to
Fair.
hurt your fucking feelings. Or like, if I knew that this shit would like impact you for real in your life, like, I thought.
We're in like a fantasy
Everybody,
world.
yeah,
Because
which we
essentially
were,
are.
yeah, and like I don't know, like I didn't like have any ill will to, for people like for real, like yeah, I was like, but literally fuck you, but like not actually fuck you, like because like I'm sure you're great as a concept outside, but like here in this scenario where like I want to win all this money and I'm thinking about my family and my future and this and that and fuck, I ain't thinking about you, like. So, you know, and they're like, oh, like sometimes they're like, oh, this is just how they are in the real world. And it's like, no, like you're not subject to such fuckery in the real world. And if you know what I mean? Like, it's not, it is
It's
a
not
made up
normal.
scene. It's not normal. And then, like sometimes people, I'd see like clips of me and people would be like, oh my God, he's such a liar. And I'm like, yeah, because I was lying right there. I was lying. Like, that's what I was doing. Because I had to, because I can't tell them the secret I know about the other person that confided in me. So I had to lie. Like, yeah, I'm lying, but I'm not a fucking liar. Like, in
I
like
feel like I'm
23 year
in
old
the
me, I
diary
was like,
room with you.
man, fucking bullshit. Like, don't what? Okay. Don't be like, hey, we're gonna put you in this thing where lying is totally cool. And I'm like, okay, sick. I lie. And they're like, bro, I can't believe you lied. And I'm like, wait. Fuck you. I didn't know I was supposed to be a cool, a nice guy. Like, I thought like it was like fucking win this weird social game. There's no rules other than like obvious shit, you know? So I don't know. But like after the show, like when I talked to people, like nobody's feelings were actually hurt except for like one person who shall not be named.
Who I definitely know who it is, but yes.
Yeah, let's just say like fucking like just test I don't know what the fuck is crazy eyes shit type shit. Like I don't know. Which was odd because they were like way older than me too. And I was like, oh, like are you good? Like are you okay? Like what the fuck? Why are you and it's like they always postured as like tough and like have gone through the brutes of life and then like but I hurt your feelings, like some fucking kid from the valley 8 years younger than you, like that's what did it for you. I don't know, I don't know, but nobody, like everybody for you, I was like, hey, like I'm seeing all this shit on the internet, like did you think that or did you feel that, like and they're like no, and I'm like oh okay, like but like my bad, like I didn't mean for it to be like that, you know, and they're like no, like I don't even think that, and I'm like oh okay cool, because like it wasn't that, and they're like yeah I know, and I'm like oh, okay, cool. And I go on the internet and they're like, fuck you, dude. And I'm like, bro, fuck y'all. Cause like the person that again, like I didn't ask you to react for me. It's like, bro, the person y'all are like defending does not think that. So like I don't know. I don't know.
It's like
Or
if two
like
people like made up outside the gate, like that's none of our business. We shouldn't be like speaking on behalf of you or anyone, right? Like
Like, I can't
that's
believe you called this person this. And I like went to that person. I'm like, yo, like, are you upset about that? And they're like, no, I thought it was funny. I was like, yeah, I thought you would think it was funny. Like, I didn't think you know, like I was talking to you, not like everybody in the club, but like, I guess like 22-year-old me was unaware of the implications of that, which is probably why I was cast. Cause they're like, oh, this dude is gonna fucking not be aware of like the fact that everybody's watching, kind of like right now. Fucking whatever, dude. Like, I'm gonna say whatever. Like, also another odd thing is like that. When I reflect back on my time doing that stuff, and it's like, I think I'm a pretty like morally sound person, but I am human and of course flawed. And it's like, I didn't know that I was like signing up to be like astute fucking citizen of society and like performing. Like, what impossible standards am I just automatically held to now that I was on reality TV? Wasn't like the CEO of like a fucking the Red Cross. Like, I was on a reality TV show. Y'all are putting me on standards or putting people on standards that, like, girl, y'all are bugging the fuck out if you think that, like, just because you're on in the public eye, you're an astute citizen. Look at our country. Look at the people in the public eye. They are not good people. Like, so it's like, why, what standards are you putting on fucking people that, like, are just impossible standards? They are real individuals. And that's what I learned about, like, how weird it is, like, the television and, like, stardom and shit like that. Like, how much it, like, short circuits people's brains and how, like, non-human everything becomes. Even when people would come up to me, I'm like, dude, I am literally a real person. So, like, there's, like, this one interview. I think it's, like, Eric Andre. And there, he's like, bro, y'all, are, like, say, like, the meanest shit to me. He's like, they're like, fuck, like, kill yourself, you fucking loser, whatever. And like, say, he said like all this heinous shit. And he's like, yo, I read this. He's like, I'm reading this. He's like, yo, that's fucking, like, the way he reacted to it was so funny. He's like, do you know I am a person? Like,
right.
I don't know. And sometimes I feel like people grace, like, just
to people.
Jesus. Yeah, like, look, I love to hate watch shit. Like, I'm all like, again, 90 Day Fiance, I'm like, oh my God. But I don't go the extra mile. I'm like, you know what? Let me tell this person to eat shit. Like, or like, let me find out where they work and like meddle. Like, that's,
oh, that's fucked.
A deranged behavior. That is cuckoo bananas type shit. Like, that is like, you really need like to get a grip on fucking reality for like a second there, buddy. Like, I don't know.
Yep.
And that kind of shit, like that world of like cuckoo banana shit, like just kind of like made me like, it freaked me out. I'm like, bro, I didn't sign up to be, like, and it was crazy because, like, I would get shit on for all this stuff and then I would do something nice that I genuinely, like, just wanted to do, or, like the friendship bracelets. I don't know. There was, like, some sort of, like, humanitarian disaster going on at the time. And I'm like, you know what? The whole concept of the friendship bracelets, people are still buying these fucking things. Like, let me do something nice. And, like, the concept of friendship, let me just, like, allocate that money and donate and give incentives since people are still buying this stuff. Like, incentivize the purchase for, like, and just give that money to charity, right? Mm-hmm. And no, fucking, I paid for the shit to be made, did not even get the money. I did not even recoup the money pay. It was part of my also donation. You know what I mean? It was just fully 100% fucking just a nice thing to do. And like the message, people shit on me. They were like, oh, this or that. Like they were like, oh, but like, I don't know. It was either like not enough or like some other shit. He's using a natural disaster to like promote his slogan. I was like, bro, friendship is not my fucking slogan. It was just some shit that I was saying and just put on a bracelet because they, you know, and I'm like, God, you can't fucking win. So I was like, dude, fuck all y'all. Also, like, I don't know. It was just, I'm like, I'm just going to do whatever it is that I want and express myself the way that I want. And like, are y'all my, I don't know, like, I was held to standards my whole life by my immigrant parents. I don't need strangers. And sometimes I'd like go on their page and I'm like, who is this person telling me to like fucking chop my head off? You know what I mean? And I go look at their profile and I'm like, shut up. Like, like, what the fuck? Like, what? You would never say this shit to me. Like, get the fuck out of here. I don't know.
Wait, so the one criticism people do have of your game, I think, or they talk about, is not using your goodbye messages to sort of pander to the jury in BB19, and Josh did that.
I didn't know I have to do that. I thought I was just saying bye to people. Yeah. Like, I didn't know that, like, they, I didn't know. I didn't fucking know, understand that as a concept. Like, I didn't get that. Hmm. People forget, I do not fucking know this. I didn't know. That Julie asks, how do you feel about that fucking goodbye message? I didn't fucking know. I thought they just watch it in a hotel room and they're like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I didn't know that. You know, and sometimes I didn't like people. I was like, yo, fuck you, dude. Like, yo, eat my ass. You know, like I thought it was like private. I didn't know. I was like, so how do you feel about that? I didn't know. I didn't
No,
know. And
Paul, you were also very nice, and you were like, you know, it wasn't me. So people criticize you for not owning it and saying, no, it was me. I'm the mastermind that got you out. So
I didn't
that
know
too
I had to
also
do
comes in.
that. Like I didn't I just didn't know that like I thought that would add insult to injury, to be honest. So I'm like,
I think
I
of
don't wanna
both
like
ways.
wax him right out. I don't want, yeah, but like especially like for someone that was my friend, let's say like I don't know, someone that was my friend but I had to get out, or someone that I actually did admire or adore, like I don't want to add insult to injury right after and be like, haha, it was me. Like well, that doesn't feel good. And I'm like, oh, they'll find out eventually and be like, oh,
It's
smart,
tricky.
or like, oh, tricky, like, but not like, fuck you. I didn't know that that would be like the, like if anything, I'd be like, huh, like I got got, like damn, you know, like they were good at that. Like I wouldn't take it as like, oh, how could you? Because like I'm expecting all of us to be fucking all of us over so that one of us can win. Like that is the concept. So like I'm not, I wouldn't hold it against you if you fucked me over in a game where we have to fuck each other over. I think like one person wins, right?
I'm assuming this,
I
like,
don't know,
again, I
like
think I know the answer to these questions, but like, I need to, you don't play that what if game, do you? You're never like, oh, if I took James to the final two, like, do you ever go through that in your head, or you're like, it happened how it
No, I
seemed?
don't. And I also don't think I would have won in either way. I did. I made the best. If I fucking made the decisions that got me to the end, I'd like to think I would make the decision that would make me win if I was capable of winning. So I don't think I was
Oh, that's a good
capable of,
point.
like, yeah. Like, to me, in that moment, with all the info that I had fucking whatever the fuck, like, that was my best, like, move. And, like, it didn't work. So, like,
Fair.
obviously, I wasn't meant to win because of fucking whatever. What if, there's no what ifs. I didn't do it. That's
Yeah,
not what I
but
did, and
what?
I wouldn't have. There wasn't like I wasn't on the fence about any decision I was making. Like the decision, I was like, "Oh no, that is for sure. I'm fucking solid here." I thought people
Fair.
didn't respect James, or I thought people liked James, liked him because he was like a silly guy, right? I thought like
Yeah.
people hated. I thought people had more reasons not to like Nicole than they did to like not like James. Like James was just a likable fucking silly dude. So it was like, even though he didn't do shit really, no offense, James, if you're like watching this, I don't mean it
He's
like that,
not
but like,
watching.
you know, like in my fucking like whatever, like I was whatever, fuck you, James. I'm just kidding. But like in my head, I thought like, oh, like he didn't like rock the boat enough for people to like hate him. So like, and I definitely like rocked boats. So like people, and like Natalie was there, and like the Devon was like on a season. So I was like, shit, that's already two right there. Like I'm cooked with this fucking dude. Cause there's like, and then like Natalie, Michelle. I mean, that's cooked. Like that's three people that I think are definitely favoring him more than me. Like, you know, and two of them I could guarantee, right? Where with Nicole it was just one guarantee, which was Corey, and maybe
True.
Polly, right?
Yeah.
So for me, I
Polly
was like,
could be
okay, but
a.
she definitely. And I was like, wait, she doesn't like Michelle and her have beef, so that's automatic. I can count on that. And then Michelle and Natalie, I can count on that there, but I can't count on that there. Whatever. So, yeah, I genuinely thought that. And in the second season, I mean, the same thing. Well, me and Josh kind of made like a bro pact, I guess. Like, but I thought I had more chances of winning up against Josh. Especially since Christmas could have like the, oh, I broke my leg and I'm over here, fuck y'all. Like I persevered and straw, like, you know, like
That's
cool.
true.
I beat these two dudes.
Well,
I
I
would
want
have
to
voted
ask
for
you,
that.
Paul.
I would have voted for that. I would have voted for that over me in my, like I ran that scenario. I was like, oh, fuck me. You know, like that seems more impressive. And then, I mean, not to poo-poo Josh, but like, I don't know. I just thought like Josh was a better option in that scenario,
No, it's
to go to
fair.
the end with. And I thought that he had rocked the boat more than me. I thought he had pissed people off more than me. Like he definitely had like enemies in the jury.
Definitely
But
did.
you know what I'm saying? Like people voted for him where I was like, damn, like I can't believe like you swallowed that just to like spite me. I'm like, damn, you must really not like me, motherfucker. Like that's hilarious. I
That's
don't
what
know.
I
I
want to
just.
know. Are they more anti-Josh or anti-Paul than pro-Josh?
Yeah,
That jury?
I think that was the energy. I think that
That's
was the energy. But I don't know. I didn't like watch. That's just like what I was like hearing from people, right?
right.
Or like I saw
Well,
some clips. I don't
okay,
know.
fair.
Again, I don't really like I genuinely like of course yeah, would have been sick if I won $500,000, but I don't sit here and like ruminate on things that I can't control and change because like that would drive me crazy. Why would I do that?
No,
Especially things
it's
that are
the
not in
best
my
way to be.
control. Like I'm not vo it's not like I lost something that I had control of. Like in the end, you don't have control. Like it's other people and you can't control what other people do.
But wait, so Paul, I have to ask you, because like I remember watching BB19, you know, you had played 200 days, let's call it. You're sitting next to Josh, same chair as the year before, same vote. You know, the votes are being read, and I
Same
remember
outfit, funny as fuck, so funny.
and like they're reading the votes and you're
Like,
just like, not again, not again, not again. Like, can you just tell me like what was going through your mind? Were you,
don't know, I
because
was
I
just being
know
dramatic. I was just being like, I don't know, I was
it was
hamming it up.
I
Dude,
felt for
I'm a fucking
you.
entertainer, bro. I'm a performer, bro. We be performing. Like, what? Like, I'm on TV, bitch. I'm gonna make this shit like, I'm gonna fucking get in there. Let's make this shit like, let's bring that energy. I don't know. My biggest thing was like everybody, kind of, not everybody. There were some motherfuckers that were so entertaining on the show, but like I really looked at it like I was on a TV show and like I was like really in make believe land. And I'm like, okay, what can I do that's fucking entertaining? What can I do that's funny? What can I do that like would be funny to watch? And I would just do shit like that. I would like fuck with people and like I thought it was funny. I thought it would made entertaining TV and like it did because people told me it did. But I guess it like hurt people's feelings in the process. But like I don't know,
Well,
like.
it's
Like I didn't do. I don't know, man. I think I just, I don't know. I was just, it was fun. I was just having fucking. I was just being silly, bro. I was just being a silly girly. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. So like, yeah, the not again, not again. I was just like, I was like, fuck, not again. Like, I hope I don't lose. I thought I was gonna
so
win. I was like building up
me
anticipation for either
too.
way. If I lost, it would be dramatic. I should have fell on my knees and started fucking crying. Whenever I'm next to other legends, I'm like, yo, I eat these dorks up, bro. Get the fuck, don't put me in this fucking. I'm like, dude, what? Like, and then people are like, oh, this is the best ever deal. I'm like, bro, I mop this dude up any day of the week. Bring that shit over here.
Well, speaking of Paul, why were you
Like,
not in, I mean, we know why you weren't on BB22, but we'd like to see you on a Legends season of some sort. No? Are you against it?
I would only do it if it was like with like act like people that like are like actually like I don't know like the big name dudes, the dudes that
Yeah.
like everybody fucking like fucking just
Dan,
slobs
Dr.
on, you know?
Will,
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those
Bobos.
fucking those the fucking big fucking honcho motherfuckers. I would do it with them dudes and like chicks that are like I don't know. There's like a couple.
I
Chicks'
mean,
names that I always hear on there, and I'm like, who the fuck even are these people? But like, cool. I want the common
the best.
household names, the best. I would do it with some shit like that. And then I don't know, people would be like, well, what makes you think you're in that category? Because you didn't fucking win. But like, fuck y'all. I'm definitely in that fucking category in the sense that, like, look at my stats. Look at the fucking
Yep.
stats, bro. Like, look, I love saying that. Look at the stats. Yo, you could talk all this shit. Compare me with your fave stats. Fuck you. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
just very dick.
And the
But
games
like,
are
I don't even
different.
care. Like, it's so silly. It's so silly because I don't even care like that. It's just like I don't know. I just like to like sometimes get. I'm like, yo, check the stats, yo. But no, I'd be down to do that because it would be like entertaining. A, B, I think maybe challenging. But again, it's a TV show, so like, the rules are ambiguous. But for the sake of television, I think it would be. Not even television, because like a majority of people would not give a fuck. But the fans of the show that
They
have
would love
kept the
it.
lights on, I think would really like some shit. They would eat that shit up and like, okay, make it because like nobody's committing for more than a month. I would not, I wouldn't.
I
Like,
was
I
gonna
don't
ask,
need
that's
three
3 months
months fucking
too much.
absolutely never again. Prison sentence. I'm good, bro. I'm good on that. 1 month, 3 weeks, sure. Toss me in that bitch. Let's fucking run this shit. It would be fun. But I don't know. Also, like things would have to be different. Like, I don't know if I'm willing to crack open like that like magnifying glass on my life again. Like the privacy, my privacy was super invaded. I felt really like, I don't know, like I didn't like all that attention. Granted, I think this would be like a fucking winter season bullshit little fucking
Yeah.
not as spotlighty thing. So like maybe it would be manageable, but yeah, like it's not like being low key and not having people fucking all up in my shit 24/7 is way worth not.
Yep.
And they would have to like pay me a substantial money, like amount of money, or else
That's fair.
I don't care. I do, look at me. I do not care. So, like, it would be cool, but like, y'all gotta fucking pay me what
I
I'm
agree.
worth in my timeline of shit, you know? And also, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, see, it's already too many stipulations. So, chances of me doing it probably slim, but
Never know.
maybe. I don't know. You never know.
So have you asked been asked to do other shows over the years that you said no to?
I
Or
have been asked, I've been prompted, or I've like, there was like some other shit. Like, it was like the greatest reality TV person of all time. I think it's like on Amazon or shit now. They like hit me up recently. And then there was some shit like from MTV back in the day, but it was like more like dating oriented. And I'm like,
oh
bro, you
God.
got me fucked up. I would never do some shit like that. I'm like, I'm literally not the one for
Can't
that,
picture you
but
on a dating show, Paul. I don't know why. I
it
feel
would
like
be
it's not your
so bad. I
scene.
go to, dude, can you imagine? Like, can you actually imagine? It would probably be fucking entertaining, to be
It'd be
honest. But like,
fine. It's just very manufactured. Like, here, talk about your love in front of the camera.
so fucking no, I can't. I can't. I would cringe myself to death. I would just like fucking implode upon myself. I can't be. I don't think I could be vulnerable like that on TV. The people that can do that, fucking, I don't know, are like
Props to
superhuman
them.
beings. I cannot do shit like that. Like, no way. No way. You got to put a gun to my head to get that kind of shit out of me.
I agree.
You know what I'm
So,
saying?
yeah, like, what about Traitors? Have you seen? I'm sure you didn't watch it, but it's a pretty fun show.
Look, yo, them, okay, that's like based off of the game Mafia, right? And
Like,
I
they're
played
secret
that shit.
traitors.
I suggested we play that shit in the Big Brother house, and I swear to God, some executive saw all of us doing that and was like, that's a good idea. So fuck you. I know, bitch. I know. I know. I put that in y'all's head because y'all casted half Big Brother people. And I was the first person to do that on Big Brother to like suggest that we play Mafia. And it was hilarious because I got to see how people lie and shit.
Well,
I was being a
yeah.
little manipulative fucker. I was like, yo, let me see who's good at lying, who's not good at lying, who's blah, 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 blah. I'd be the mediator. I was the one mediating. I can't believe they didn't fucking pick up on that. And then I think like when we got into a fight or something. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But I was like, okay, maybe we shouldn't play Mafia anymore. But I already knew what I needed to know. And then like 2 years later, boom, it's a TV show. I'm like, hey, and half of the Big Brother people on there. I was like, yo, literally, fuck you guys. Like,
Yeah.
so yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know how that show works, but
It's
like,
similar, but and they pay better.
no, well, nobody's hit me up, so
Well,
maybe I'm
I
just like blacklisted. But I mean, I think maybe it's not, I'm just barred from being on TV.
No,
I might be
that's not true.
blacklisted for some reason. Well, bitch, I ain't been on that. I was like, well, man, I'm just playing. I don't know. I think like
Well,
in the political, I think in the political correct era, they were like, a little bit of a fucking, this dude is a little wild cardy, maybe not. But then again, I saw that they cast people that were just like dropping slurs week one, and I was like, oh, that's how. Like, how do you even do that? Like, how do you even manage to fuck up that bad? You know what I mean? And I'm like, God, I guess they still got him. You know, what are you gonna do?
true.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. And yeah, but I think we're like, I don't know. I see content now that I'm like, what? Hello? I'm just so not in the loop. I don't know what anything is anymore, dude.
But I
So,
kind of like that. You're
Traitors
sort of
sounds
doing your
fun.
own thing. Yeah, traders would be fun. They might call you for reindeer games at some point, right? You know what that
I don't
is?
know what that means. What is that?
It's a CBS, it's a spin-off of Big Brother, and you just compete for like a
Dude, I
week
think
for like.
CBS doesn't like me anymore. I protested in front of CBS during that genocide I was talking about the earlier this thing. CBS, they were giving narrative to like the oppressors' side, and I was like, nah, y'all got me fucked up. So like the Armenian community like was there and protesting, and there was news channels, and we were like, yo, you actually like somebody that has like spilled Armenian blood, like war criminal, you gave them the fucking limelight. to speak on this conflict, like you are super uneducated and like you just got paid money. You accepted money from Azerbaijan because they had like a whole PR propaganda campaign. They were paying all these PR companies to whitewash their genocide. And I was like, so you're one of them. And like, fuck you. Like, I ain't going. It was kind of like in defiance of like, okay, I once, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It like really, it like actually pissed me off. It was like not cool. Like, I had family there that was subject to like ethnic cleansing. My grandma was from there. It was just cooked. It's really bad. And like, nobody gave a shit. And it really sucked. Like, Armenians don't have allyship. Armenians don't have that kind of like media popularity. Like, nobody really, we're a small country that has just been like ethnically cleansed and conquered through and through time and time and time and time. And nobody really, you know what I mean? And like, I got shadow banned or like reported to like get my like pages deleted when I was talking about the ethnic cleansing that was going on. And like, it's just crazy how media is like silenced and how like, you know, the algorithm can like snuff you or block your page. And like even if you use the word Armenian or genocide, like I saw, like I post a selfie and then I post some shit like that and it was like tanked. And I was
Really?
like, fuck, I'm literally being silenced behind the scenes and like nobody knows, nobody can do, you can't, what are you gonna do? You know what I mean? So I go to these like in-person protests and still like, I don't know. It's just not. It was it's scary times, and people are experiencing that now as well. I mean, throughout history, like so many different countries, so many. That's why the work that I do is very important to me, because there's like so many smaller tribes and people and cultures that are fucking destroyed or erased or killed that like we don't even know about, and there is like history that is just gone, and I just think it's important to preserve that stuff and to keep those like stories alive or those traditions alive. And if it wasn't for like my grandparents, great grandparents surviving the Armenian genocide, like I would not fucking exist. So like my
Yeah,
impact on this
sure.
world, whatever the fuck I've done, would be nothing. So like it is so important. And even boiling down to like the art, the artifacts, the little stuff, like sure, it's not like saving lives, but it's saving a culture and an identity. And I think that's equally important, you know.
So what's next for you, Paul? Like, I know you're continuing to do this stuff. What's the epoxy stuff you're doing?
I
Is
mean, that's
that
just, I have
the
a
skull stuff?
I just came back from
Oh.
Armenia. I was in Armenia. I was in Armenia for 2 months. I was working on some like museum restoration stuff and like just like, I think I'm gonna like move to Armenia like full time or like at least like half time of the year and just continue doing work out there and like integrating into like the local music scene and like just like cultural preservation and just like live in my like motherland. I pay extra money here to fucking Jeff Bezos now because he owns fucking Whole Foods. That motherfucker does not need
Sure.
more money. But like I go to Whole Foods and like buy into this lie of like organic, because even organic food here is bullshit. The concept of organic does not even exist in a place like Armenia, because it is literally from a village that day or the day before. Like that is where your food is coming from. Like, or like, yeah, they import shit too, but like the vegetation, the fruit, there's like grandmas on the street literally just selling shit from like their gardens. Like that is what you're eating. And it is literally like a third or a like a quarter of the price, like 4 times less. I don't know how to fucking say that in geometry, but less money, a
I
lot
believe
less
it.
money. And like everything is less money. Everything is so much less money. The quality
And
of
better
life is better.
quality.
I walk around everywhere. I have more novel interactions because Armenia is kind of like a second world country. It's very like mini, like it is, it does have like a tinge of like a European city. But like society is like for sure like fucking 20 years behind, which is awesome because there's no like, there isn't so much like iPad baby brain motherfuckers walking around. Like there's like real cute, like vintage human beings that like you could still have like human interactions with, and they're not like fucking cooked to a crisp. Their
Yeah.
indoctrin, their fucking brain chemistry is not absolutely cooked and fried. And like just novel human interactions, better quality food, better tasting food. The nature is insane. I pay, you know, I'm an Airbnb bitch. I love Airbnb-ing in the fucking woods or on a mountain or in fucking whatever the fuck, and like just chilling or taking some mushrooms and being a nature bitch. I love doing that shit here. Cost me $1 gazillion.
Yeah.
Armenia, cost me fucking, I paid like $40 and stayed in like this eco cabin, like 8,000 feet above sea level, fucking horses just running wild type shit. Like $40, bro. And like ate, like drank their fucking homemade wine, homemade goat cheese.
Price so good.
Bro, like I stayed there for like 2 nights, ate their shit, did their shit, probably spent max $100.
Wow. I
Like
believe it. 100%
on some
believe
shit that would have cost me thousands, at least $1,000 in this country. And I'm like, yo, what am I doing? Like, I live in Brooklyn, New York. I pay a shitload of fucking money to live there. And my costs every month are fucking expensive because I'm getting fucking Whole Foods and bullshit like that.
Yep.
And I'm like inhaling literally poisonous air. I don't know. Every time I go there, I'm like, bro, literally, what am I doing in this country? Like, and like, my friend had to go to the hospital because she was like food poisoned, and it was free. Like, they just like fixed her for
Yeah.
free.
They
And I was
don't
like, yo,
collect money.
what? I was like, where do we pay? And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, word, okay, bitch, I'm out. I'm just like right now. I'm like reconsidering my like life and like what I'm doing and like why I need to like. I don't know. I just wanna. I my my. I'm happier, and like I'm interacting with humans in a more like positive, healthy way. And there's like a sense of community. And of course, it's like my people. So all the racists that would like message me shit like go back to your fucking country. I'm like, bitch, I'm going. Fuck y'all. Like, you know what I mean? But I don't know. It's just and like I tangibly feel better. Like. Because I'm amongst my people and my money is like getting distributed to the people of Armenia that do need it. As opposed to like, again, Jeff Bezos, fuck you, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather,
Yeah.
like, even like consciously, like your energy, your money, like, you know, on a spiritual level, like the time that you spend to make the money that you make to live the way you want to live, like, where do those things go? What do those things fund? And I don't agree with a lot of the things that my money goes to in this country.
Well, Paul, just, thank you. First of all, thank you for taking so much time. You totally did not have to do that. And I really freaking appreciate it because this was really nice to speak with you. And one last question. So when you look at Big Brother after all this cool stuff that you do in your life, is it a positive experience? Is it something you think, you know what, that was a cool time in my life. I respect for what it was. Or are you like, is it a negative connotation in your mind?
No, it's great. It's great in the sense that like I had experiences that I literally would have never had if it wasn't for that show. So like can't knock an experience. Whether an experience is positive or negative, like it's still a fucking experience. And like yes, there were negative experiences, but the positive experiences definitely outweighed the negative experiences. Doesn't make the negative experiences go away necessarily, right? They both exist on the same plane, but the positive experiences are definitely positive enough to where I am not harping on the negative shit that came with it, right? So no, it was cool. And like again, everybody that I have met after the fact, or even like the little messages people send me of like that shit helps. It's nice. It's nice. Every now and again, someone sends me like this heartfelt ass paragraph, and I'm like, damn, like that was really sweet. Like that's like the sweetest thing somebody has said to me in a fucking while, and it came from a stranger. And you know, I always let them know, like, thank you. That's like actually really kind. That was very sweet. Thank you for saying that to me. I know it's like some Gandhi shit where it's like, be the change you want to fucking see in this world. But like, honestly, the more pleasant you can fucking be when interacting in a society, I fully believe that it garners only like pleasant results. Like,
100%
I
agree.
try to be super kind to people. Not for any reason other than to be fucking kind, because it simply does make life easier. It makes life easier when you're just kind and nice and pleasant. And sometimes people are unpleasant back, and you know, you can choose what boundaries to set in those settings, or you could choose to let it go, or you could choose to press the person and be like, hey, fuck you. You don't have to be mean. And I've definitely had those too, where I've been nice to someone and they were just rude. And I'm like, hey, you don't have to be a dickhead. You could, hey, be, I literally have to, I'm like, hey, be nice. Be fucking nice, dude. Like, you don't have to be a dick. I was so unnecessary. Like red card. Don't be fucking mean, dude. It is unnecessary. If you have like a bad day, whatever it is, don't be fucking mean. Chill. Unnecessary, you know? And I don't know. Sometimes people snap at it and they're like, oh shit, like, I was kind of mean. It's like,
Yeah,
why are you
maybe
being a
you're right.
fucking dick? Why are you being a dick, dude? Like, Why do you hate? Okay, I get it. You hate. You're having a bad day. Don't make it my fucking problem. Like, just be nice. Especially if I'm nice to you first. It's like, you know, I don't know.
I agree. I totally agree. It's underrated. Well, I think that's a good note to end on.
Did you say it's underrated?
Like, kindness. Like, people are just assholes sometimes. Like,
yeah, it's
I live
like,
in New York. I live in New York. Like, I'm not really paying attention sometimes, and I do something stupid, but I always apologize.
Yeah. And like, you know, my dad always used to tell me, like, everything is better with honey and not vinegar. Like, honey is better than vinegar. If you're gonna do something, do it with honey and not vinegar. Like, honey tastes better. And like, if someone else is involved, you want it to taste good. Like, honey tastes better, not vinegar. And then I guess I should have learned that in my Big Brother experience, huh? I should have fucking applied that shit there.
It all comes back. I was like,
here's vinegar, bitches. Have it. Drink it. Also, vote for me, please.